are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Okay, you bitches, let's do this. Hey, welcome to Serious Growth Podcast. Another day, baby. Another day, another workout. It doesn't get better than that now. God, I hate when I'm actually going for the workout. Fuck. It's a love hate. I must love it more than I hate it because I keep coming back. It's 40 years, but I hate it. Oh, I hate it. I'm so pissed off when I'm working out, but I love it. I especially love it when I'm out of the gym, or I shouldn't say out of the gym, but when my workout's over, then all those endorphins start kicking in. That's real stuff. That is real stuff, man. It's addicting. We all know that. It's like a runner's high. Keep going back for more. Today was one of those days I wouldn't have thought I would have had such a great workout like I did. I was tired. I got up at 1:30, 1:40 this morning. I got a lot of shit on my mind, working on some new projects. And fuck, it keeps me up. And I come in here and I worked out back, which is one of my least favorite body parts to train because I do all the hard stuff. Today was, bent row, 8 sets of 8. It's just ugly. And it just got worse from there. I did 237 reps in 21 minutes, and they were all fucking quality reps. That's the most important thing. Anyway, welcome to the show. All you listeners are out there. You know, I keep asking myself why, and I'm suggesting that you all do the same thing. Ask yourself why. Why, you can ask whatever, why. Why are you existing? Where are you at? I ask why as it relates to, you know, what's my purpose here? Why am I doing this podcast? It's my way. And then you got to have an answer, any kind of an answer. Otherwise, you're just aimlessly drifting out there, taking up space and air, which we all need. But it's like, why? What's your purpose? What's my purpose? And my purpose has been always from day one, since I've got into this damn thing. The weight training was it's about holding myself accountable, getting the best out of me first. It starts with me first, not you, not anybody else, not a workout partner. It starts with me first. I got to get that part of it right because then I can go from there. And, you know, 40 years later, I'm still asking that question. Of course, you know, that's part of the Serious Growth Creed. It's questioning everything. I'm questioning myself constantly. I'm doubting myself constantly, challenging myself. I think those are all the things in my mind that make us successful. And it's nothing, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a love-hate relationship. Now I'm talking, I don't know, maybe it's okay in a regular relationship with another human, but I'm talking as it relates to the weights. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with doubting oneself. I think that's a good thing to keep you in check. Obviously, it's not the type of thing that holds me back. If it did that, then I'd be in some serious ass trouble. And I think a lot of people get like that. They just can't get out of the blocks because it's hard to be proactive because there's a chance that you might fail. We've talked about that. But anyway, you know, my whole thing now is, you know, how can I make a difference? How can I make a difference in my own body? Because I said it starts with me first. And it's to reimagine what 66.6 years of age looks like and continue to do that on a regular basis. But then it's also about bringing truth to people. And that's the reason why this Serious Growth segment is I got to get off this off my chest before I explode. But because it's all about bringing truth to people. Connecting the missing links. In other words, the information that's out there is not accurate information, a lot of it. And so that grinds at me, you know? It's like when you're, the little stuff should bother you. It should bother us. I mean, even like with your training, the little shit's got to bother you, the detail. I'm not a detailed type of person, but I also know that if I don't if I don't pay attention to that, we've all heard that the devil's in the details. Well, that's true. That is absolutely truth. If you want to accomplish and attain something that's hard to accomplish, it does come down to that, to the details, you know? So that shit bothers me. That's why I get cranky and mad. And I even wrote a book called Exposing Fake Trainers. But you know what? At the heart of exposing fake trainers, and I got a lot of, it's a book that's on my website. I got a lot of shit that I've exposed with these fake trainers. And it might seem like a negative thing, but overall, at the end of the day, it's really, at the heart of it, it's based on making it and becoming something positive, because what I'm trying to do and am doing is, you know, giving truth to people so they can make results, so they don't have to be frustrated, because that's what ends up happening when you're, you know, listen, we all go into a training program with good intention usually, but how many of us falter and fall out of that program? Most people do, by the way, because they've gotten frustrated. I'm trying to take the frustration, you know, out of all the information that's out there. And it makes me angry. I don't like just being angry, not all the time like that. But that's kind of where that comes from. So keep that in mind. If you need or would like to find out more about information that's out there, that is, I think that is just inaccurate information, you can check it out on my book that's on my website, or I'll talk about it again sometime when I come here.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're going to get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
Otherwise, what I want to talk about is evolution. And I talk about evolution as far as weight training is concerned. The three components: weight training, cardio, and nutrition. It always comes down to those three components. It's just a question of what it is that your specific goal is. But no matter what it is, it comes down to that. Arguably, you could throw in mindset as far as, you know, that's a part of the equation and a part of being efficient to the stated goal. But when you fall, evolution in my mind comes from an idea. And the example of that is how Serious Growth ended up being. It was an evolution of an idea. And basically it was, you know, from coming back from a trip. And then my partner, Russ, and I, you know, it's like, I still remember the conversation. I think we got something here with this information. It's that idea of, okay, now we came up with a stated goal. And the stated goal was to put on muscle, because we were both into that. Russ had done some competitions and he thought I would do well. This is how this whole thing started. But it was an idea. And that idea started with, in this case, for those of you who have been there with me the whole way, and I so appreciate your support. I get people that still reach out to me. I have somebody reach out to me today that was one of my first subscribers to the Big Beyond Belief. I mean, my goodness, that is so amazing to me. I can't tell you, I can't thank you enough, all of you who have been there in my corner, because it means a lot, man. It really does. It just says that what we did, the idea was sound, it was valid. And I've mentioned before that the mark of a a good program, whatever it is, stands the test of time. And you people that are out there, you serious growthers and people that have been a part of this journey and this ride, and it's not over. Man, what's that, 40 years, 30 years, something like that? Shit. It's longer than I've been married with two wives. So again, thanks a lot. But it starts with an idea, and then it evolves. Bulgarian verse, as you know, was our first training course out. And if you take a look at that, I remember Russ and I talking about, okay, don't think about like the obstacles that it might be too hard for people to do. That was not, we were on the whiteboard. It was like, no, we want to make this as pure and as authentic as we can, according to the principles of the Bulgarians, and just apply it to bodybuilding. See, we changed that stated goal because obviously the Bulgarians were more about Olympic lifting. And I've gotten questioned about that before, and it's a damn good question. But their principles and their techniques were sound. And that's the reason why we chose that path. And we didn't want to worry about making that too hard for people. That's the reason why, if you guys remember the ones you guys that did start with us, that we were training three times a day. I mean, in the 82, I think even in today's environment, I think it's still pretty controversial. You know, one of the things that we heard quite a bit back then was, oh, you got to severely overtrain. But see, those are the people that didn't really understand science, you know, how your physiology operated, because what the Bulgarians were really tied into, because they were like to the nth degree thinking, and you know, when they went into the gym, they, you know, they just thought outside the box. Man, that just fucking unleashes your creativity, and it opens up your universe to not be afraid to try stuff. It's really important. You know, we'll talk about that more as we're going along here, but it was training three times a week. We didn't give a rat's furry ass if it was inconvenient. If something means enough to you, you figure out a way. That's all there is to it. Everybody else that doesn't do it, it's an excuse that you can't do it. As far as I'm concerned, it's 24 hours in a day. Fuck it. Figure out a way how to train three times a day. In the story, in my mind. But I'm coming from a place that I have a mindset of a warrior and a serious growther. That's all in one. So we did the power burst training, and it was a great hit. And then it was about evolving. Can you imagine that training course? If I'm not mistaken, that training course sold, I think, like 990,000 copies. I don't know why I keep remembering that. It was close to 1 million copies, as I remember. Can you imagine that? And then to you know, what do you do next? Do we end it right there? Correlate this with what you're doing with your training, whether it be on one of my programs, Serious Growth, or just on your own. Think about that. Okay, what are you doing? Why? Why am I still doing this? Should I be, or should I evolve? Should I evolving in this case means to change. And we all know how uncomfortable that shit is. But it's so that's a question that you have to ask yourself. Question everything. Question, should we move on and do something other than Bulgarian verse? Why? But we did. Because we had to. Because there's never a finish line to this. It's about taking the next step, evolving. And that's when we came up with serious growth. And then, you know, as you guys know, we kept changing and pushing the envelope till we got to Titan training, which was like, what is that? Bulgarian burst, serious growth, our fourth evolution of the initial training course. Those are growing pains, man, but they're it's like I see it as the same thing as a plateau. You know, most people avoid the plateau like a plague in training, and yet it's a necessary evil. You have to go to that plateau. In my mind, if you, again, it's in the spirit of growing, of evolving. If that's your stated goal, then you have to keep changing. And it's very uncomfortable. And you know something? It doesn't always work out like you think that it might. That's just the that's the consequence. That's the price that you have to pay. And that's the reason why it's not for everybody. Just like getting into bodybuilding at this level that I'm talking about, it's not for everybody. But so many people don't know that until they get into it. And they realize, oh, shit, this is not what I signed up for. I need to be on a program that's more for fitness. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's just that you got to know where you're supposed to be. Anyway, the point is this. If you want to keep growing, you got to keep challenging yourself. And I'm telling those you guys that are out there and females that are out there, if you know you're on Serious Growth, because the last one that we wrote, Serious Growth, we did do an upgrade or another evolution to Serious Growth or Big Beyond Belief for the Silverbackers, the guys that are up there, my 50 years and above. But as it relates to, we have some stuff that's in the works, but we haven't really come out with anything that would be more relevant, I would think, as another part of an evolution, because I think that Serious Growth and all the training courses that we've done, I fully believe that they stand the test of time, because I mean, obviously we've got people that are still out there doing it. And I see nothing wrong with that, but there's a part of me that says, continue to grow, man. Look for that. And look, make it simple as it relates to training. If you're doing it for bodybuilding, because it comes down to a couple of things. Let's keep it all simple as much as we can. We've heard of the term less is more. I would say that keep in mind that when you're doing a bodybuilding routine, okay, let's just say, for example, giggles and shits that we're trying to evolve a little bit from Serious Growth. I would say keep in mind that volume is the number one priority as far as the training is concerned, because we know that there's no question that volume training versus strength training is the proper training methodology to be on for muscle growth. So what I do, what I'm telling you guys, is challenge yourself. Even if you're using Serious Growth, don't be afraid to challenge yourself, meaning try other things that are uncomfortable for you to see what that result is. And I would highly recommend that you document everything that you do. I learned this, and I'm going to say, listen, I repeat myself to nauseam, because the stuff that I repeat is usually because it's stuff that is really important. It's detailed stuff. Platts told me, document everything that you do, even to the point that you're documenting your emotions. And I'm thinking to myself, fuck that. Really? He was right. You know, it's like, it's important to know that, you know, it's like I do it now because I'm not in the sport of competing, but it's just like what I told you in the beginning of the show when I said, you know, I was documenting my emotion kind of out loud to you. I was thinking to myself before I go in, I'm tired today a little bit because I'm not my look. I was only up maybe an hour before I normally get up, but you have to understand something, and this relates to your training. When you have a training regimen and you're consistent to that, an hour here, an hour there, either way, it throws you off more than you think, because I am so regimented, or you are if you're that person, and it throws you off. That alone can cause somebody to have a bad day in the gym. You know, it's like it does, and then to feel just like I'm a little bit tired, even though it's only an hour difference. So I document that. You know, I pay attention to shit like that, and then I'm surprised, and I go, "Wow, I was tired. I wasn't on my game necessarily. Something happened when I did that first fucking 8 sets of 8. All of a sudden, I don't know, something woke up. I didn't expect that. And it turns out to be a great workout. So you never know going in. I guess that's the reason why, as much as it's love, hate, you would think that maybe that's a negative and a positive thought all in one. But, you know, you should always, expect the best and try to make it a great workout, because you never know. And on the flip side of that, I've also felt really great going in, and I have a shitty workout. I get my ass handed to me twice in one workout. So you never know. So you got to, as you're, on your journey here, I'm suggesting that you look for new things to do Okay. Don't get too caught up on what it is as far as the movement is concerned. Although I will tell you, and I've talked about, we have to develop a core group of training exercises that always work. But you know what? I was thinking about it today. I think that the core group of exercises should be cut down even more. And I think, and again, this is as it relates to putting on muscle. I'm going to keep it very about putting on muscle. I think the core group of exercises should be all free weight, and it should be squat, free bar squat. It should be bench press, and it should be bent row, in my opinion. You can interchange some of those, but in my opinion, because those three exercises hit every muscle group. I mean, you could say arguably that you're not getting, you know, a lot of calf work, and okay, I get that. And, but I'm not just saying in bodybuilding, I'm just saying that would be your core group of exercises. Think about that for just a moment. A squat, a free bar squat, recruits more than half the muscles in the body to be involved in that exercise. Now I would say, again, I'm going back to the calves. I would say that the calves are going to get some work because they're involved in the stabilization. Are they going to get growth? Yeah. You know, that's why you obviously you need to do, you know, something for your calves. You could do a free bar calf raise, I guess. But so your body is basically recruiting over half the muscles in your body to a full bar, a free bar squat, a bench press. Anytime that you're doing free work, free bar, free weight, and we know this. It recruits more just for the simple fact that you're pushing and pulling and having the balance. We know that. But obviously, your chest is going to work, your shoulders, it's going to work triceps, back, the row, it's going to work back, and it's going to work biceps. I mean, that's basically hitting the bulk of all the muscle groups, aside a little bit from the calves. But I would say that needs to be at the heart of your training, no doubt about it. And then you work from there, okay? And then don't be afraid to and make this a part of what you do. Develop, again, as it relates to growth. Don't be afraid to experiment with your volume. Listen, volume can be done in a lot of ways, and we've talked about this. Volume could be one set of 20 or four sets of five reps, okay? The end result of that is you're doing X amount of reps. So don't get caught up on whether or not you should be doing 20 reps or five reps. Make it like at the end of that back workout, if I'm doing reps in sets of four or five reps, shit, I'll just do 8, 10, or 15 reps if I have to. See, the end result is still volume, is what I'm trying to say to you. Open up your mind. Expand your universe. Embrace the change, just like you need to embrace the pain of all that. Look back at what you're doing. That's why I think it's really important that, like Platt said, to document. I document things in my training course, and I'm willing to help you guys, by the way, if you want to reach out. Because it's all about at the end of the day, constantly, you know, getting to a point in your training that you're minimizing your mistakes and wasted energy. That's a really crucial thing, because if you really take a look and are really aware during your training sessions, pay attention to the amount of time that you're not training. How much time of your total training session is downtime? And that downtime can be, you know, in between sets. Obviously, you have to rest a little bit. I say rest as least as you possibly can. You know, obviously, if you can't go, you got to get, but if you keep pushing your body as it relates to volume, you'll be surprised if your body starts adapting to that. You know, all of a sudden, you're going to be able to do a lot more volume than you could when you first started the process. But also pay attention to other things that are causing downtime. Maybe the exercise selection and the way that you're grouping your workout, maybe that needs to be adjusted. Are you training with a workout partner? Because that's also a factor when you're talking about doing X amount of volume. It's really important that when you set up the actual, your strategy for the exercises that you're going to be doing. For example, I'll give you an example. I work with one of my workout partners, okay? When I'm doing, for example, a set of, let's say, a bent row or T-bar row, they're doing a set of low cable row, as opposed to us changing back and forth. Like I do a set of T-bar row, they do a set. You see, because there's a difference in how much weight I do compared to this other person. You can see that, you know, you're starting to, you're wasting a little bit of time. It doesn't seem like much, but at the end of 30 to 45 minutes, all those little things. See, remember I told you at the beginning of the show, you got to sweat the little shit. And that's the reason why I have a form, and I'm happy to share it with you guys to help you become more efficient in your workout. I'm happy to do that with you. I have what's called a daily repetition count summary. And in that summary, I'm checking myself. I've broken down my training course, my training session into two training zones, training zone one and two. Training zone one is usually the featured body part. It's the bigger body part. In this case, back and biceps. The featured body part, and that is back. Okay, and now in that back session, I know that my workouts are going to, I want to keep them at 30 to 45 minutes. I watch the clock at all times. I'm always doing something in that workout. There's no downtime, aside from the fact that I'm, you know, recovering in between sets, but I mean, that's also work because I'm focusing on breathing through the nose, not the mouth. So I get oxygen into the muscle quicker. I'm always doing something. There's nothing that I'm not doing that I'm not aware of. And that's what I'm trying to get to you guys. Cause that's going to, when you start doing that, then all of a sudden you start minimizing wasted energy. Okay. And you got to do that. In that training zone, number one, I'm making sure that I'm doing around 200. Today, I did 237 reps in 21 minutes. Okay, I'm documenting that because I'm going as far as telling you that not only am I documenting that, but I'm also saying, okay, it took me 21 minutes to do 237 reps. Here are the exercises that I did. This is like a recap, like a summary, you know, when I'm going back to see what I did. And I even take it as far as how many reps per minute was I doing? Well, this morning, to give you an idea, I did 237 reps because I did a straight arm pull too. Those exercises I did like 237 reps is the point, and I did in 21 minutes. I divide the amount of repetitions I did by the minutes that it took me to get the training session done. In training zone number one, the first half of my training session with the featured body part of back, I was doing about 11 reps per minute, and then I moved on to biceps. Okay. In my bicep training zone number two, I did 180 reps, various exercises, and it took me 24 minutes to do that because I actually trained 45 minutes this morning. Well, when I divided all that, like I just did for training zone one, I actually was doing 7 reps per minute. Do you see the drop off there? Now, listen, maybe I can't do anything about that, but this is the information that I'm looking at because I'm sweating the small stuff. Remember, minimize your mistakes that you make because they get really a lot more critical the higher that you go up, the closer that you get to your full athletic potential. You have to address that. And you're not going to address that if you're just trying to remember, okay? It's like, I'll remember what I did. You got to look at that. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, fuck, well, if I've got my math right, I'm almost doing, I think, what, 40% less volume in training zone two compared to training zone one. I might be off on my numbers because I'm just guessing right now, more or less. But the point is, that's a big difference. And my ideal goal is for me to, because look, when it comes to muscle, because we're doing volume, you want to do as much volume as you possibly can in a certain amount of time. And again, you never want to compromise just for the sake of doing more reps. You never want to compromise feeling the muscle, feeling the training. Keep that in mind always. But that aside, you still want to do as much volume as you possibly can. And I'm looking at that thinking, well, what the fuck could I have done different to make I would have thought that I could do more reps doing the smaller body part. However, the smaller body part was already trained. Maybe it's just exhausted. This is something that I don't necessarily know in one training session, but do you see how it starts giving me I start potentially looking at some holes at how I could possibly change that. But then I do it again. You know, I keep tracking this stuff. Okay, so in order for me to move forward, I have to keep looking back. At some point, all these recaps that I'm doing, these repetition count summaries that I'm doing, all of a sudden I'll start finding a trend, perhaps. I don't know, but that's exactly what's going to happen. And again, you always have to ask why. That's why I said that in the beginning of the show. You always have to look back to move forward. And why? Why? Keep asking that. Why? Because you're trying to minimize mistakes and you're trying to stop wasting energy. Do you see how much effort all this shit takes to do? And that's exactly the reason why this is not for most people. Because, I mean, do you really think that most people are going to be this anal about this stuff? And that just only has to do with the training aspect of it. What about cardio? What about nutrition? You can start to begin to understand how much work that a bodybuilder actually does to get up on stage. There's always more than meets the eye. You know, people say, well, how come, you know, why does it take so long to get up there on that stage and look like that? Well, you got to take all these damn steps to get there. Most people don't want to do that, but that's the secret sauce in my mind to continuing to make progress. Embrace the change. Embrace the pain that you put yourself in each time that you go in. These are things that we've talked about over and over again, and I'm going to talk about it over and over again because that is exactly what is the part of the success of all this stuff. You know, it's not this magic pill. It's not this shiny object that, you know, the next best thing that you've seen as a fancy move. I get tired of seeing that shit. And gyms, they're like, oh, this fancy little move. And I believe in angles and changing the angles and all that. But when it comes down to, especially when you're in the building phase and the off season phase, fuck all that other shit. Squat, chest, bent row, build that, make that your foundation and work off that. Obviously, it's about aesthetics, but that's the stuff that you do right there. And aside from that, it's boring, it's mindless, pounding of the physiology, fucking your shit up every time you go in without overtraining. That's going to be it for today for me. Listen, guys, I want you, please keep reaching out. I'm going to have this guy that reached out to me today, who was like the first subscriber. I love to interview you guys that were back in those days. I'm going to start bringing some people on that are serious growthers. I'm trying to get a couple of guys on for one of the next shows, and we're going to talk shit with each other. But you know what? It's just like kind of what the Bulgarian said. The reason why I want to bring some people on is because, you know, we get ideas from each other that nobody else has thought of. You haven't. There's no original thought. You may have just thought of it, but we want to share the information so we can just learn from each other and pass it forward for other people to, you know, to get the benefit of that. And that was my whole point in the beginning of the show when I was getting this shit off my chest before I explode is, you know, it's about exposing people, or in this case, let's learn from each other to see where the mistakes that you found that you made. And here's what you found that you had results. And let's share that. And then let's keep sharing that kind of stuff because it has a compound effect. All right, guys and girls, until next time, go get serious growth.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.